It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I want you to see something right here. And tell me if you can tell what they are. Can you tell? Can you tell me which one is shorter and which one is longer? This one is the shorter one, and this one is the longer one. Well, I'll tell you what happened. This morning, as I was putting on these shoes to go to work, one of the shoelaces broke. And I got a new pair. You can see the new pair of shoelaces right in here. See them right there? And what I did was to take the old shoelaces out, and I thought I could put them together and put some beads on them. Let's come to the kitchen and do that. This other one looked as if it was about to break, too. That's why I changed both of them. I have a box of wooden beads in here. Knock, knock. Went to the box of wooden beads. See them? See those beads in there? Put them out here. And some are big, some are little. Let me see, I guess I should knot these together somehow. I can have a long string. See how this can work. Now. Maybe I'll start with a big one. Ah, it goes through the knot, that's good. See, there's one big one there. I think I'll put a little one next to it. Whoops. Roll these over. There's a big one and a little one together. Now I'll put another big one. And another little one. Maybe I'll put another little one beside that one. So it's a big one, a little one, a big one, and two little ones. Or you can make any design that you like. Sure, anything that you like with something like this. And you usually want to just take your time as you're doing it. Sometimes you even want to sing. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time to tie my shoe, to eat, to get dressed, to to go to sleep at night to sing a song for you. And everything I do, I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take time to put a big one beside another big one, and then a little one, and then another little one, and then this blue one beside those two little ones, and then this one, and another this one. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right the way I want to. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Pretty good? See how it looks. That's not bad at all. Oh, I want you to take one look along this row of beads here. A close look and see if you can find where the knot is that I used to put those shoelaces together. See it? Yeah. There it is. Right in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to see if the Browns are over at their marionette shop, because I have that music to take to them. Remember, they weren't there yesterday when we were finished. I'd like to take those two songs to them. Hi, Bob. It's Fred Rogers. I wonder if I could come over. I have the songs ready. Yeah, the one for the shoemaker's wife and the one for the shoemaker. Good. Okay. I'll be there. Just a minute. Bye-bye. He said, certainly. Come right over. You remember, I'm the wife of the shoemaker man, and I am the shoemaker. Let's take him over. He said John Costa was there. Yeah. So we'll see what John Costa will do with these songs. Come along.
Finishing up some work on the Elf's Dance.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Oh, well, fine.
Would
have
you mind
a seat.
Doing it?
No, go ahead. Have a seat. Ready?
Ready.
Nip and tuck. Here we go.
Here we go.
On the chair together.
Yep, they end up sitting on the chair together.
Very nice. Well, I have the songs that I promised you.
Oh.
Tried to bring them by yesterday, but you all were out.
Yeah, we were
out of town doing the show.
Here's the wife of the shoemaker man, and I am the shoemaker. You do the wife's
I do
voice,
the wife,
don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm anxious to get at these.
No, here's the melody. It goes, I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. Oh, I sweep. No, I'm sorry. It's, oh, I work and I save and do all that I can for my husband, the shoemaker man.
Nice.
That's
you
want to
try?
Nice. All right, I'll try.
I'll sing it along with you.
Yeah, sing it along with me.
I'm
the wife of the shoemaker man.
Right, and then the same words.
I'm the wife of the shoemaker man.
Man.
Oh, I work and I save and do all that I can for my husband, the shoemaker man.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
You have
that
it.
That is a fantastic song. I
Very
love it.
Nice.
I really do.
Well, she does work with her husband
right.
to make those shoes and all, doesn't she?
Yeah.
My husband, the shoemaker.
Gonna be fine.
Now this one, you do the shoemaker's voice, don't you? It's called I Am the Shoemaker, and it's just I am the shoemaker. I am the shoemaker. Oh, I tap 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 all the day long. I am the shoemaker. Three times with I am the shoemaker and then the tapping in the
That's
middle.
Very
you try?
Nice.
Are we ready?
Sure.
I am the shoemaker. I am the shoemaker. Oh, I tap, 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 tap all the day long. I am the shoemaker.
I think the best thing about them is that you can sing them together. They're a real duet. I mean, his
Both
melody
at the same time.
And your melody can go together.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let's try it. Do you mind playing the one part and I'll
sure.
be the other part?
Just sit there.
So we can...
Here it goes.
Do I start first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the wife of the shoemaker man.
That's it.
I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. Oh, I work and I save and do.
Really,
play with the melodies a bit, will you?
Oh,
because I like to hear what you do with the melodies.
I really
that
like
I
like that.
I don't mean to interrupt, darling, but you have a minute?
Yes, Baroness. What is her name, Baroness?
Baroness Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger.
I'm very important, you know.
Well, I
And
know.
I feel that I should have a beautiful piece of music just for me.
Oh. Well,
Can you do it quickly? A symphony.
Oh. Okay, Baroness. She's great.
That's great.
Thank you so
much.
You're welcome.
You must have spent a long time writing them.
Well, I spent some time, and I really did like them. And so,
very hard.
I hope that you'll enjoy them, and we'll be back tomorrow for the elves, the shoemaker, and the shoemaker's wife.
Okay. And your songs.
And the songs. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
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 Have some of our own make-believe now, all right? Let's just pretend that X the owl is still looking for that lesson from the owl correspondence school. And today Francois Clemens could be helping him to look for it. You know, Mr. Clemens is a teacher, and he's interested in things like that. Ready for some make-believe? Okay. Neighborhood of make-believe.
I've enjoyed myself walking with your trolley. Have a nice day. X. Oh, X. Anybody home?
Hi, Mr. Clemens.
How you doing, X?
I'm great. How in the world are you?
Just fine. I've come to help you find that new lesson of yours.
Well, it's no use. I've just given up. I've looked everywhere.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, I just don't understand, X. You know, I thought those lessons came to you. Like that big loaf of bread, you know? I didn't think you had to look for them.
Yeah, but this new lesson was supposed to come days ago.
Well, maybe it came to the wrong place, X.
I tell you, I've looked everywhere.
Well, why don't we just continue to look?
Well, wherever it is, it'll have three letters on it. Just a minute.
Okay.
These three.
O-C-S.
That's right. Owl Correspondence
That's right,
School.
Owl Correspondence School.
Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS, we do our lessons and we get a U or S. We hope for an S. So Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS.
Nice song, X.
Sure is.
Well, I'll tell you what, X. Why don't I go over to Grandpere's at the tower and look, and then you could go over and see Daniel.
All right.
Okay? And if you find it, then you call out to me, and if I find it first, then I'll call out to you.
Okay, Mr. Clements. Thanks okay. for your help.
Sure enough. Good luck in your searching.
Yeah, you too.
I'll correspond.
And if you see it, you call out too. All right?
Correspondence School, we love you best, we love you best, oh grand-père.
Ah, Monsieur Clemence.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, merci. Mais je cherche quelque chose.
You are looking for something?
That's right, something from X's school, the OCS.
You're not looking for some of my new onion frites?
Onion frites? Let's see, what does that mean now? Onion rings, French fried onion rings.
Exactement. Servez-vous.
Ah, merci.
Je vous en prie.
Mmm, they smell so good, grand-père.
You like?
Yes, I do.
Très bien.
But you know, there are no C's or S's behind this O.
No C's or S's behind the O. Je ne comprends pas.
Tu ne comprends pas? Well, it's something about X's school.
Aha.
It's a lesson that I'm looking for.
Well, sorry, I have not seen the lesson.
Well, I guess I'll have to keep on looking in it.
Très but bien.
Thank you for the refreshments.
Bonne chance. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Any luck, Mr. Clemens?
Oh, hi there, X.
Hi.
Well, no lesson luck. But some mighty good French fried onion rings. Would you like to smell?
Mmm, they do smell good. You're sure there weren't any C's and S's with that O?
No, there weren't, X. How about you? Did you have any luck over at Daniel's?
No, but I'm going to the platypus place now.
Okay, and I'll go over to the castle, okay?
Okay, the search for the OCS lesson continues.
Okay, good luck. Anybody home? Is there anybody home? Woo-hoo.
Well, I thought I heard someone. Why, Professor Clemens.
Hello, Queen Sarah.
What a pleasant surprise.
Would you like to smell a French fried onion ring?
Hmm.
Doesn't that smell good?
Thank you. How kind of you to think of me.
Well, actually, Queen Sarah, I'm looking for something from X's school.
The OCS?
That's right.
Well, I've been looking for it, too, but I just haven't seen it at all.
Well, I wonder where that lesson could be. You haven't seen any O's or C's or S's around the castle anywhere?
Not together like that.
Well, I guess I'll just have to keep on looking, then.
Hey, Mr. Clemens, come over here.
Well, all right, I guess I have to go, Queen Sarah. I'll see you later.
Yes, maybe X has found something himself.
Maybe he has. Okay, I'm going to hurry over.
Bye-bye, Mr. Clemens.
Yes, ground yesterday. I thought it would be a nice toy for Anna.
Hi, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, hi, Mr. Clemens.
Look at this O.
Yeah.
Mr. Clemens, it looks as if it might have something in it.
It does, X. It says, Dear OCS Scholar.
Oh, that's my school.
And then it says, Look for a C and an S the size of this O.
Oh, boy. Have you seen any more letters like that one, Mrs. Platypus?
Nope, no, I haven't. Just the O.
Well, why don't we stop right now and look very, very carefully all around here.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll look down here.
All right. Okay. I'll look around in here.
Can't find anything here either.
Can't you? Okay.
I don't see anything over here yet.
What about back there at the trees?
No.
Anything over there?
No.
Hey, everybody, what's that?
Where?
Right there up in the sky.
Where?
Look.
Where's that?
Look right there. Doesn't that look like a C to you?
It's a C. It's a C. And
yes, it does.
Show it.
It's got a note in here, X, and it says, Look for an S near where you rest.
An S near where I rest? Well, where I rest, that's my tree. Thanks, Mrs. Platypus. You were a great help.
Oh, I'm so glad you think so.
Let's go, Mr. Clemens.
Okay.
Look for an S over near my tree, will you?
Would you?
Okay, come along. I don't see it. Do you?
Do you see it yet, X?
No. Hey, what's that?
It's coming right up your tree trunk to you.
I'll be. Look
here.
At that S. Oh, this OCS school of mine's a great thing.
It looks like it's got a note inside, X.
Oh. See if it does.
Yes.
It's probably my new lesson.
Well, it says, you have just completed your first lesson in your new course, Hide and Find.
Hide.
Congratulations. It says, turn this open S upside down and you will see a heart. There it is.
Well, look at that. That open S upside down looks like a heart. I'm going to go tell my friends I've already done my first lesson.
You have great lessons from your school, X.
Yeah, thanks for helping me, Mr. Clemens.
You're very welcome. I really like your school.
I do, too. You may keep those for souvenir.
Thank you. I sure will.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm telling everybody.
A lot of fun. Hi there, trolley.
They found the lesson, hide and find. Mm-hmm. I have one of those letters in here. Made it with folding a paper. See, it looks like an S. But you can open it up. Looks like a double S. And turn it upside down. And there's a heart. Mm-hmm. I think maybe I'll just hide this S and see if you can find it. It'll be somewhere in the kitchen. I'll just walk around and hide it somewhere. Now you look for it. See it there? I just hung it right over that hook. You could play that game at home, hide and find. Maybe I'll do the same thing with this. Put a little bow in this necklace. I guess I better put these beads back. Put those beads back for another time. And I'll take this in here and hide this somewhere in this room. All right, now I'll give you a hint. It's somewhere between the plant and picture-picture, over that way. See it? Right there. Fine. Okay, that's a game that you can play. All you need is a shoelace. To begin with, yeah. Well, tomorrow we will have something else, Shoemaker story. Yeah, with the Brown's marionettes. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to sing, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Looks pretty good. You always make it a special day for me. Bye. Be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.